As clinicians who help patients on their weight loss journey, we know exactly how challenging it can be. It's not uncommon for a patient to be super excited and motivated to start their new diet, only for them to return 3 months later, frustrated, defeated, and looking for our help. I believe that for every setback, there is an opportunity for both our patients and us to grow stronger and be more capable in the future. In today's episode, we'll explore why diets fail and how we can help the patient refocus their mindset to learn that failures are an opportunity for growth. I'll give you 10 ways to shift your patient's mindset about themselves and their dieting journey. You're listening to the Exam Room Nutrition Podcast mini-series called A Provider's Guide to Helping Patients Lose Weight. I'm your host, Colleen Sloan. I'm an RD turned PA, and my goal is to give you the nutrition education you never had in school to help you become a more confident, compassionate clinician. This is part 7 of a 10-part series, and last episode we discussed the 7 traps of goal setting and how to avoid them. If you would like my notes on this series, I have created a companion PDF for you that summarizes each and every episode. You can find that for free at examroomnutrition.com/weightloss. That's examroomnutrition.com/weightloss. So let's recap a little bit of what we talked about in the last episode of this series when I shared the 7 traps of goal setting. Now, if you didn't catch that episode, go check it out after this one, and I'll link to it down in the show notes. So why do people fail when they go on a diet? The answer to this depends, of course, but I believe most people fail for one of 3 reasons. Number 1, they set overly ambitious goals. One of the most common pitfalls in dieting is setting unattainable goals with unrealistic expectations. For example, I want to lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks, or I'm going vegan to get off all of my meds. When individuals expect rapid, dramatic results, they're more likely to become discouraged when progress stalls or they don't achieve their desired outcome. Number 2, they fail to plan for obstacles. Unfortunately, life is unpredictable. And despite our best intentions, most days don't go exactly as we had planned. Am I right? We've all been there. Unexpected work meetings, social obligations, family emergencies, and even just the temptation of delicious treats can derail even the most well-intentioned dietary plans. Without a roadmap for navigating these obstacles, patients may feel overwhelmed and ill-equipped to stay on track with their goals. And number 3, they use food as a coping mechanism. Emotional eating is one of the biggest hurdles for patients to overcome. Stressful situations can trigger emotional eating, so if we don't help the patient to learn new ways to cope with emotions, they'll constantly be reaching for food to satisfy an emotional need. Now, when patients find themselves stuck in a cycle of dieting failures, it's crucial for you to approach the situation with empathy and understanding. Avoid assuming the patient is, quote, non-compliant or lazy, and instead assume they want to be successful. Something is just getting in the way of them sticking to their new behaviors. So before you tell them to try harder or give them yet another diet or meal plan to try, breathe, lean in, and ask them, what is making this hard for you? And I bet their answer won't be anything you expected. Going deeper into the underlying factors contributing to their struggle will prove to be immensely helpful for you and the patient. Over my years of working with patients trying to lose weight and from having conversations with friends and family, I have collected 10 of the most common phrases people say about dieting, and it's almost always negative. Oprah Winfrey once said, "The greatest discovery of all time is that a person can change their future by merely changing their attitude." So I want to give you 10 ways you can change the way your patient talks about themselves or their diet from negative to positive. This mindset shift can empower patients to approach dieting with a healthier perspective and increase their likelihood of success. But first, what is a mindset? This word gets tossed around a lot these days. Now, I define it as the lens through which someone sees and makes sense of themselves and the world. By reframing these negative phrases with a positive mindset, patients can cultivate a more supportive and empowering approach to dieting that will lead to sustainable habits for long-term success. All right, let's get into these 10 examples, but if you're multitasking, come back to me, because although this will feel a little unnatural and kind of silly, this is how we can teach our patients to start to rewire their brains. All right, here we go. Number 1, I'll start my diet tomorrow. This phrase reflects procrastination and the tendency to delay taking action towards healthier eating habits. But have you ever noticed when we think about tomorrow, we fantasize about having more time, more willpower, more energy, when the reality is tomorrow is going to be just as hard as today. So instead of waiting to start or restart tomorrow, have patients say, "Today wasn't perfect, but I'm taking steps towards eating healthier for every meal, every day." Number two, I always end up cheating on my diet. Patients may express frustration with their perceived inability to adhere strictly to their dietary plans, often feeling guilty or defeated when they deviate from their intended eating patterns. Instead of labeling themselves as cheaters, have patients say, "I am learning to make mindful choices that support my overall well-being." Number three, "I just can't stick to a diet." This statement highlights the struggle patients face in maintaining consistency with their dietary goals, often due to various internal and external factors. Now, as you know, I'm not a fan of putting patients on a, quote, diet, because their restrictive nature makes it hard to stick to. But you can help the patient reframe their mindset and say, "I'm learning how to choose foods that nourish my body and mind." Number four, "I've tried every diet, but nothing works for me." Patients may express frustration with the plethora of diets that they've attempted, feeling disheartened by never achieving their goals despite following the rules of the diet. This proves the discouraging diet binge diet cycle that patients can find themselves on for years. I would encourage the patient to see value in their journey and to say, "I'm discovering what works best for my body and lifestyle." Number five, "I'm always hungry on this diet." Hunger and feelings of deprivation are common complaints among patients following restrictive dietary regimens, leading to dissatisfaction and difficulty adhering to the plan. Restriction leads to binging, plain and simple. So instead, teach the patient mindfulness and say, "I'm learning to honor my body's hunger signals and nourish it with wholesome foods." Number six, "I deserve a treat after a stressful day." Emotional eating is often cited as a reason for indulging in unhealthy foods, with patients using food as a means of comfort or reward during times of stress or emotional distress. Help your patient understand that sweets are not a reward. They're just another type of food that can fit into our meals. Teach patients other ways to cope with their emotions. Now, I did an entire episode on strategies for emotional eating called End Emotional Eating, and I'll link to it down in the show notes if you didn't listen to that already. Now, I'd suggest that you encourage the patient to say, "I am learning self-care practices that provide comfort and support during challenging times." Number seven, "I'll just have a little bite. It won't hurt." Now, patients may rationalize small indulgences, underestimating the impact of these occasional treats on their overall dietary adherence and weight management efforts. Allow the patient to learn and to say, "I indulge in moderation and I savor every bite mindfully." Number eight, "I feel so guilty whenever I eat something bad." Guilt and shame surrounding food choices are common sentiments among patients, particularly when they perceive a certain food as inherently good or bad based on dietary labels or what the latest TikTok influencer is saying. Teach your patient that there is no such thing as a bad food. All foods can fit. Instead, have them say, "All foods can fit within my lifestyle. What does my body need today to feel its best?" Number nine, "I'll never be able to lose weight." Feelings of hopelessness and self-doubt often arise when patients experience repeated setbacks or struggles with weight loss, leading to a sense of pessimism about their ability to achieve their goals. Now, you can tell them to say, "I trust in my ability to make progress and adapt along the way." Another really valuable question here is to ask the patient, "Do you believe in your ability to change?" Now, believing in one's ability is the first step to actually change their behavior. And number 10, "I wish I could eat whatever I want without consequences." Patients may express a desire for freedom from the constraints of dieting, longing for a carefree approach to eating without the associated guilt or worry about weight gain. Now, the truth is, the patient can eat whatever they want. It is ultimately their choice. But help them realize that our food choices have consequences. We can eat fried foods and sweets every day and remain with elevated cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, and excessive weight. Or we can choose to focus on nutritious foods more often and feel your healthiest, best self. The patient has to choose between the two. They cannot have it both ways. This is where helping the patient refocus on their main goal and see how their small actions are helping them get there. Have the patient repeat their goal to themselves. For example, I want to feel sexy in shorts, so I am learning to have a healthy relationship with food, focusing on nourishment and pleasure in every meal. These phrases reflect the complex relationship individuals have with dieting, highlighting the challenges, frustrations, and emotional factors that often accompany efforts to adopt healthier eating habits. As clinicians, we have to listen empathetically to patients' concerns and provide a more positive approach to how the patient can handle their setbacks. Help them realize that setbacks are just an inevitable part of the journey towards better health. Instead of viewing failures as insurmountable obstacles, see them as opportunities for learning and growth. A setback is just information to help your patient figure out what works for them and what doesn't. So let's just say if the keto diet was really difficult and the patient found that they could not stick to it, instead of them thinking that they are a failure and labeling them as such, they could see that setback as an opportunity to say, okay, well, the keto diet doesn't work for me, my lifestyle, or my schedule. What can I learn from this experience to do things differently next time? This brings me to the idea of making priorities. Remember how I told you to ask the patient, what's making this hard for you? Well, after understanding that, you might need to help them refocus their priorities. I think an important aspect of goal setting is for the patient to realize what season of life they're in and to set appropriate goals within their day-to-day responsibilities. So maybe you're working with a mom and she is in a really busy, hectic season of mothering, and following the windows of eating in an intermittent fasting is overwhelming. Allow her the right to make a shift and change her priority to something else to make it more doable in this season that she's in. Maybe all she can do right now is to make sure that she's drinking enough water or that she always eats a nourishing breakfast. Have her commit to that one thing and do it every day until it becomes part of her routine. Help your patient understand what season they're in and that it's okay to adjust some of their priorities to make new habits more doable. By reframing how our patients see failure, we can help them navigate through the challenges of dieting with grace and determination. Remember, it's not about achieving perfection, but rather progress and persistence in pursuit of a healthier, happier life. Like I always say, if it's doable, they'll be successful. And if they're successful, they'll be consistent. And when they're consistent, their wildest dreams will come true. Well, thanks so much for being here and for providing compassionate care to your patients. They're so lucky to have you. I'll see you for the next part of this series where we discuss how to help a patient who just seems totally unmotivated. Have a great week, my friend.